Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Agriculture and Marine Minister hits back at Sinn Féin over the issue of defective concrete blocks. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says what the government is doing in the Republic is in sharp contrast to what's happening north of the border. The SRI says Budget 2025 will not reduce poverty levels, either generally or among children. We'll hear from one of their researchers. We'll also hear a response from the Taoiseach. Searches continue for a missing kayaker in the area of Goodore Bay. And we've got more discussion on Budget 2025. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it is a Friday, Begon Nochtigwing, Le Colum Ferreter. But we begin this evening with Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue hitting back at Sinn Féin Deputy Pádraig McLoughlin over the issue of defective concrete blocks. Addressing the Dáil this week, Deputy McLoughlin lambasted the allocation of €70 million for the remediation of homes in 2025 under both the defective concrete block grant scheme and the defective apartment redress scheme. Addressing Minister McConnellogue during the debate, Deputy McLoughlin told him that the scheme will not deliver redress for the thousands of affected homeowners in Donegal. However, Deputy McConnellogue says the government is committed to the scheme and Cabinet will shortly be agreeing increases in the rate and the square footage, which he's hopeful will be applied retrospectively. He says this is in sharp contrast to what's happening north of the border.
The government's record in this contrasts very sharply with Sinn Féin's, actually, because we have seen Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland under the Northern Irish Executive's new programme for government for the next 3 years, that there is absolutely no commitment and no mention indeed at all of introducing a defective concrete block scheme in Northern Ireland, despite the fact that many homeowners in Northern Ireland are currently having to remediate their homes with no support whatsoever from the government.
Recently, we were told here on Highland Radio News by the Banking and Insurance Redress Focus Group that the working group that had been looking at issues such as mortgageability and bridging loans had effectively been disbanded and had been disbanded unilaterally by the Department of Housing. Would you like to see that reinstated?
I think in terms of mortgageability and insurability, those issues have been clarified, and really importantly so, because every property signed off will be absolutely mortgageable and also insurable. And that's something the government have made crystal clear, and indeed in the working group that was set up to establish that worked hard as well to work through. As we go forward now, the government will continue to engage very closely on the scheme, working with the housing agency as well, and really importantly, working with Donegal County Council.
If there is a need for more money in 2025 over and above the €70 million allocated in this budget, will that money be forthcoming?
The government will absolutely be funding every property that is built and rebuilt in Donegal next year, and our objective is to make sure as many as possible can be rebuilt, and that we continue to see the momentum continued with that we've seen, thankfully, over the course of the last year, where more and more homes are getting started and more are getting to the stage where they'll be finished.
And you can hear more from Minister McConnellogue on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also scroll a little bit further down on the news menu and listen back to the comments made by Deputy Pádraig McLoughlin in the Dáil earlier this week, the comments to which Minister McConnellogue has been responding this evening. The ESRI has said Budget 2025 will not reduce poverty levels, either generally or among children. Short-term cost of living measures were a big feature in this year's budget, but the government is facing criticism for reducing energy credits. The ESRI's post-budget briefing found within these measures the at-risk of poverty rate of retired households would be 5 percentage points higher, and for disabled households it would be 3 percentage points higher than was previously estimated. Associate Research Professor with the ESRI, Dr. Karina Durley, says households are reliant on these measures.
When we think about the withdrawal of those measures next year, there could be considerable impacts on poverty of those households because they are dependent more or less on fixed incomes like pensions and disability allowance. So unless there's an accompanying increase in the core payments that they receive, the withdrawal of cost of living measures could push them further into poverty.
Well, the Taoiseach, however, is defending the measures introduced in Budget 2025, saying many of them will have a positive impact on child poverty. The ESRI says, as you've heard, the untargeted cost of living measures, such as the energy credits and double child benefit payments, would have been enough to pay for a second tier of child benefit instead, which could have lifted 40,000 children out of poverty. However, Simon Harris says many people who work with children in poverty have welcomed the budget's provisions.
I thought the decision around holiday hunger was an important decision, We did bring about the largest ever increase in what was called the qualified child income, now the child support payment, lump sum payments and the likes as well. So I was, of course, will reflect very seriously on the comments of the ESRI. They're an excellent organisation. But I do know that many people who work with children in poverty have pointed to positive developments on this.
Meanwhile, the Donegal councillor says Ireland is now in a good position to invest in education and healthcare after the budget announcement earlier this week. Councillor Kieran Brogan says the one-off payments such as the energy credit and children's allowance will also have a positive impact for many people across the country. Speaking during a comprehensive debate on today's 9 till noon show, he said the government shows a commitment from the government to invest in the people of Ireland.
The country is in a very good financial situation at the moment. We have a lot more coming in than what's going out, and I think that's important. We have moved on from the very harrowing times that we had 15 years ago or less. We are in a position to invest huge monies into our education, into our health, people who work in the services. So there's an awful lot of money going in there to our infrastructure as well, our housing and our roads. I think everyone will be better off in this budget without getting into the detail of it. And I think it's about us investing in our people. And I think we're doing that, particularly in the whole area of education, and invest in our health service as well. I don't think we've ever seen as much funding going into those areas. And I think that's very, very important.
One of the issues that some people have identified is there's not a lot of long-term in the budget that's concrete. There's aspirational references of using the Apple money, for instance, using the money from the sale of bank shares to do major infrastructural projects in the future. But there's very little flesh on those bones. There's very little detail of what's actually going to happen.
I think there's an awful lot of once-off payments there that's aimed to take the pressure off people immediately. And maybe in the past we've had budgets who maybe didn't come into effect until May or June of next year. I think these immediate payments will be a huge benefit to many people. The extension of the free books scheme, it's all about improving the situation of the family in whatever way it will, whether that's the free school meals, whether it's the free school books. And I think there's an awful lot there for everyone in this whole area.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan. Well, speaking during that same debate, Senator Breach Curran said the budget is a short-sighted one. She, in particular, was disappointed at what was being provided for business. And she said the VAT reduction rate for the hospitality sector should have been prioritised.
It is not a good idea to splurge once-off cash payments. It's not a good use of public money. But the problem in this country is this: housing, water infrastructure, education and small businesses. Those are the four key areas. The short-sightedness of the failure to deal with the 9% VAT reduction that all our restaurants and hospitality businesses are crying out for. There are restaurants and businesses closing in this country every single day of the week because they cannot cope with the rising cost of doing business in this country. And every single one of those little businesses that closes takes three or four jobs with it. And that the trickle-down economy is failing. And I think that's the main issue that I have with this budget is it's far too short-sighted. We need to be pumping money into housing, we need to be pumping money into water infrastructure, and we need to be pumping money into education and supporting those small businesses. The Irish Fiscal Authority this week came out and said pumping billions into an economy when it's at full employment, it just repeats past mistakes.
And that was Solicitor Breach Curran there. Searches have been continuing today following reports of a missing kayaker in the Goodore Bay area. The Bunbeg Coast Guard, Oran Mór, RNLI and Rescue 118 have been tasked by Menonhead Coast Guard to assist in that search. It's understood the kayaker had been missing since yesterday evening. A woman in her 40s was hospitalised last evening after being seriously injured in an incident in Raphoe. It's understood she was struck by a piece of debris that fell from a historic building in the Diamond area at around 5:15. Emergency services attended the scene. The woman was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Garda inquiries are ongoing. There were 2,100 less people signing on the live register last month compared to August. The seasonally adjusted figure fell by 1.2% to 166,800 over the month to September. 13,804 people benefited from the EU's Temporary Protection Directive, which was included in the live register figure for September for the first time. That was down 3,509 from August. It's as a result of a new directive introduced in December that beneficiaries of temporary protection living in designated state-provided service accommodation are no longer entitled to social welfare payments. The funeral of former Minister Mary O'Rourke will take place on Monday. It'll be held at a church in Cousin near Athlone in Westmeath. Her death was announced yesterday at the age of 87. During her career, she helped ministerial portfolios such as education and health. On today's 9 till noon show, Independent South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin paid this tribute.
She was a real politician. You got the sense that Mary knew what she was at. She was, I think, dubbed Mammy by those close to her politically and otherwise, in the sense that I think she looked after people. Just from somebody watching what was going on, Mary O'Rourke was certainly a trailblazer for women in politics. While she did come from a political family, nonetheless, she did blaze that trail.
The Donegal man killed in a tragic workplace accident in Australia has been named locally as Barry Breslin. The 35-year-old was originally from Stralile in Kilcar. He sustained serious head injuries after being struck by an excavator in northern Perth. The local Kilcar GAA has been paying tribute to him in a social media post, saying he played underage for the club for many years and is fondly remembered by the players and all who were involved at the time. Over half of cars in Donegal failed the NCT during the month of September. 4,176 tests were carried out in the county last month. According to the NCT website, 1,983 passed, 1,859 failed, and 334 failed dangerously. Letterkenny recorded 147 dangerous fails, the highest in the county. It also had the highest pass rate at 48.4%. An insurance agency says black boxes should be fitted into all new drivers' cars for 2 years. MCL Insurance is calling on the government to mandate the installation of telematic systems to reduce climbing crash rates and reward safer drivers with lower premiums. National Road Safety Week gets underway on Monday. There were 138 deaths on Irish roads so far this year, 14 of them in Donegal. Gary McLarty is director of MCL Insurance. He says analysis of their latest statistics show the overall accident rate in Donegal is slightly less than the national average. He believes this should be a mandatory requirement, however, for new drivers.
So looking at the number of deaths that there's been on the Irish roads this year, which is terrible, we think that this is something which should be considered for new and inexperienced drivers for maybe a two-year period, that it should be a mandatory fitment. Until they get the experience on the roads, and then after that, then it can be disabled.
Looking at your black boxes operated by your customers in Donegal, any interesting localised data coming from them?
Yeah, well, the good news is that whilst the frequency today of accidents is down to about 4.25%, as I was saying, the overall average from when we started has been sitting around about 6%, and Donegal drivers are around about 5.25%, so they're slightly safer than the average in terms of the accident frequency per 100 drivers.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We will start with soccer, and Dalymount Park is the venue for the first of this weekend's Sports Direct FAI Cup semi-finals tonight. Last year's finalists, Bohemians, play 2022 winners Derry City from 7:45. County Stripes boss Rory Higgins says his side will have to be at their best to get through to next month's decider at the Aviva.
It's been a good ground for us for a long time, and hopefully that can continue on Friday night. We know the Bows have improved. We know that they've a certain way of playing now, and they've had some good results in recent weeks, so we know we're going to have to beat our very best to win the game.
In the only game in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division tonight, Galway United have the chance to climb above Shamrock Rovers and Derry City into second spot. John Caulfield's side welcome bottom of the table Dundalk to Eamon Dacey Park. UCD will be guaranteed a First Division playoff place tonight if they win at home to fellow promotion hopefuls Bray. Champions Cork City welcome Treaty United to Turner's Cross, and Cove Ramblers play Kerry. Finn Harps have no game this week due to Wexford's involvement in the second FAI Cup semi-final against Drogheda on Sunday. There are a couple of games in the Donegal Junior Leagues tonight. In the Old Orchard Division 2, Kilmacrenan face Gidor Celtic at the Letterkenny Community Centre from 8, while in the Finn Travel Saturday Division 3, Bonagee host Gidor United at 7:45. And in the Irish League Premiership, Linfield host Glentoran at Windsor Park. That one is also at 7:45. Independent FAI chair Tony Keohane says David Curral has a deep understanding of what it takes to move football forward in the country. Curral has been confirmed as permanent CEO of the FAI, having served in an interim capacity since Jonathan Hill's departure in April. Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag says he's not thinking about the possibility of the club's ownership and fans running out of patience with him. United have lost three of their opening six Premier League games, but ten Hag believes they will improve if given time.
I'm not thinking about such issues because that is not a topic. We are in there together, the ownership, the leadership, team, the staff. I appointed the new staff. We bought, again, new young players and we have to integrate them.
Moving on to Gaelic games, there is action in the Tyrone Senior Football Championship this evening. Champions Trillick meet Dungannon at Healy Park with a 7:30 throw-in. In Derry, Castle Dawson and Fochan Vale clash in an intermediate quarter-final, while Craigban take on Ballerin in a junior semi-final. Both of those games also begin at 7:30. And here in Donegal, Irua Ballyshannon are up against St Eunan's in a county under 21 hurling championship tie at the Centre of Excellence in Convoy at 8:00. Now looking ahead to a big weekend in the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Football Championships. Tomorrow, Inishowen neighbours Muff and Karen Donough will meet in the Junior A final. Pádraig Hilfirthy and Brendan Devaney will bring us live commentary from that game, which has a 4:00 start at O'Donnell Park. Prior to that, the Junior B final will see St Mary's Convoy in action against Karen Donough. That one has a 2:00 throw-in. On Sunday, Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne will be bringing us live commentary from the intermediate final between Termon and Neave Columba, which has a 3:30 throw-in at O'Donnell Park. These two sides are no strangers to each other, having met in the first round of the championship back in August, where it was Termon who came out on top. We'll hear now from both managers. Coming up is Neave Columba's Brendan Doherty, but first, here's Termon's Keelan McDade.
It's just about getting everybody right, getting the bodies right, and just getting that performance on the day, because look, it's championship football, and you know yourself, the intermediate. We said it just before it started that anybody could beat anybody on their day, and look, we're down to the final two ourselves in Neave Columba now, and we'll be hoping we can get over the line on Sunday.
We haven't played a senior in a long number of years because we haven't earned the right to be there. You have to earn the right to be there, and by doing that, you need to win these championships. So, look, I know we're playing our level at the meeting for quite a long time, and the boys are pushing to get up to senior. But that's when it comes, when you're good enough, and hopefully come Sunday we're going to be good enough.
That was Neave Columba manager Brendan Doherty, and beforehand was Termon manager Keelan McDade. The Intermediate B final will set the scene on Sunday. It'll be Termon taking on Burt at 1:30. Moving on to golf, Cameron John and Nicholas Coulsarts jointly hold the clubhouse lead at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship on 14 under par. Padraig Harrington leads the Irish Challenge. He shot a second round of 70 at King's Barnes to finish on 7 under par. Rory McIlroy, Tom McGibbon and Shane Lowry all reached halfway on 6 under par. Alex Maguire shot a 71 at King's Barnes today to finish on 1 over. Seamus Power is 7 under par with 6 holes remaining of his second round at the Sanderson Farms Championship. He's still 5 adrift of the overnight leader David Skins, who has been joined on that mark on course by Jacob Bridgman. And finally, in horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall won the 1240 pre-Matcham listed race in very soft conditions at Saint-Cloud in France this afternoon. The Letterkenny jockey was on board Atlantic Coast for trainer JP O'Brien, which went off as a 9-1 shot. Remarkably, it's Brown McMonagall's 12th win in the past 2 weeks. The in-form rider will look to continue making waves in the horse racing world with 5 rides over the course of the weekend at Longchamps. That's all your sport for this evening. You can, of course, join us on Saturday Sport tomorrow, where we will bring you live coverage of the Junior A final from 4:00. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. There's been a 10% rise in the number of personal injury claims made to the Injuries Resolution Board. However, despite the increase, the total number of claims is down 35% on pre-pandemic levels. According to its annual report, €170 million in awards were made this year. That's still down 38% from the €275 million awarded in 2019. Solicitor Seamus Gunn of McLaughlin Gunn & Company says the major question now is, will this lead to lower insurance premiums?
It'll be digested over the coming days, and no doubt. It's referencing the Injuries Resolution Board and the report for their 2023 year and how things have changed from going back to 2019 in relation to the statistics. The number of cases, the volume has gone up, but the actual awards have come down and they're well back. So they are. And the level of awards have come down as well. So comparing them to 2019, in broad stroke, the median type of award is now coming in from the injuries board at around about 12,000. Now, they're breaking it down into the different aspects. There's motor, which is down 41% on 2020 levels. So your average claim there arising out of a motor accident coming in at around 10.5, 10.6, which is well back, 41%. Public liability is down 40%, and they're coming in on average at around 20-odd thousand. And then employers' liability is also down at 29%. The point, though, that everybody will be asking is that how are these going to be reflected in premiums? Because profits, insurance companies' profits are increasing and have been doing so. And they passing this on to you, the consumer, and I and everybody else, to the retailers out there, the small businesses who really do need a massive reduction in the likes of public liability insurance, which it does not seem to be kicking in.
And that was Solicitor Seamus Gunn. Agusinish Annocht, Alev Ech Colum Ferreter.
Jamie Natash of Colum Ferreter and Shaw. Coru fragger chi egsile in ul ilai an vodjid a fogriu an chartin shaw. Agus an vej arigid a karha a ta karha foil da agriakti changa agus geltakta. Major le conru ni gelige ta jesh all war calcha am niana major leshin muyanu a ta karha foil. Ak lerian udras ni geltakta ahas leshin ardu. Je hen punch a ni million euro to fight to aku and a modje donvlin chahogin. It's on an isha agus medu, kuig punch a dog, kuig fwinged vodjet niblianisha. Agus in a noin a medu savodjet capuja, jer conor negeliga go will solieru pranya a yol major le toahi structor mweni a forest negeliga. Agus an socru hui has. San omlan ta ni puncha a ni million bresha curta ar foil am liana savodjad. Shin a she jeg puncha shart fwingid den vej a elu am liana. Ta rochtain ar herve forest negeliga an her kiga kofarchiakta ar foil ar lina ar an siv no more hagriakta. But why le forest negeliga turamia oil? Éireann chóras muinithe don Gaeilge, dar a bhanam an chur chuige chófhairtíochta tá an chóras seo i bhfeim ó fiche agus i ceair déag nuair a rónaíú sé cean agraíocht Gaeilge le seirbhísí a chur ar fáil don phobal ar fhrod an Ellen. Anois tá deis ag daoine ais eolas a runt, maidir leis an taithí atá acu agus máltaí a sheolú mar aon. Is iad na sé sean cean agraíochtaí na géiledeithis, géillinn, glór na géil, oireachtas na Gaeilge, conru na Gaeilge agus cumann na bhíon. Agus tá sorbheith ar leith leaga amach de ga ceanda na cean agraíochtaí seo is féidir daoine teart ar na sorbheithe sinne ag Forest na Gaeilge Banca í. Agus tá clár a chuimsaithe leaga síos le haid na Félix Blanc ag Mahara Rorty am Liana le himeachtaí a saona go leor leaga síos an Sive Splank Bunk IE, agus tá féle an óthair a ráist agus tá imeachtaí go leor fógartha ceol dás agus cairdlana ina measc ga eolas faoin éile an óthair atá a ceiliúrú an seán leit sé cenan ag an Sive Líonra LC Bunk IE. Sin mo thud se ile go léir slán agus bannach.
Gurm agus colm agus an is, and I'm sure. Sting mostly dry for the rest of the day with scattered outbreaks of light rain and drizzle, moderate to fresh south to southeasterly winds. It'll be cloudy tonight with just a few patches of light rain and drizzle early on. Heavier, more persistent rain will develop later. Lowest overnight temperatures 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh south to southeasterly winds. Tomorrow Saturday, cloudy and breezy with rain slowly pushing across the region from the west. That rain turning heavy, possibly thundery at times, especially during the afternoon and evening. A chance of some localised flooding. Top temperatures tomorrow 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with fresh and gusty south to southeasterly winds. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines at 6. Don't forget you can check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. The headlines in brief: the Agriculture and Marine Minister has hit back at Sinn Féin over the issue of defective concrete blocks. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says the government is committed to the scheme and Cabinet will shortly be agreeing increases in the rate and square footage, which he believes will be applied respectively. ESRI states Budget 2025 will not reduce poverty levels, either generally or among children. The Taoiseach has defended the measures, saying many of them will have a positive impact on child poverty. And searches have been continuing today following reports of a missing kayaker in the Gwydor Bay area. Bunbeg Coast Guard, Aranmore RNLI, the Rescue 118 helicopter and others among those taking part in the search, which has been continuing throughout the day today. From the news team, for the moment, have a good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 4th of October. The death has taken place of Hugh Anthony Campbell, Drumley, Dlaniri. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 20 past 11, going to St Mary's Church, Buchancull Daff for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cancer Care West, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Anne Norris, née Walsh, Glebe Farm, Moville, formerly of Balla, County Mayo. Anne's remains are reposing at her home. Wake strictly private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral from there on Sunday at 20 past 12 for funeral mass at 1 o'clock in St Pius the 10th Church in Moville, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. The funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Kathleen McLaughlin, née Gallen, 28 Tullycar Road, Ahearn, reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahearn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of Jim O'Brien, Green Hill, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening. Funeral service tomorrow morning at 11:30 in Conwell Parish Church, with burial afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.